Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo. I'm Radical Russ here with CannabisRadio.com's live coverage of the Expo. And joining me at the desk, we have Nurse Julesy. Hi, Nurse.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Doing very well. Thank you.
And, of course, nurses, so important in this cannabis movement. You guys have always been on the forefront of this and helping out patients and recognizing their needs before the doctors do.
Absolutely. We are the voice of the patients. We always have been and we always will be. So.
Of course. And so you're here, and we've got a promotional here for Cannabis Nurses Magazine. The website is CannabisNursesMagazine.com. We've got a copy of the magazine. Our own Nurse Heather from CannabisRadio.com on the cover.
That is Nurse Heather. Yes, this is our very, very first edition that we actually came out on October 1st, 2015, that we launched in Las Vegas, Nevada. We had all the national nurses who've been a part of this organization come out, and Nurse Heather, actually, we choose a nurse every issue to sponsor who is actually moving and shaking out there in this world. What's going on? I mean, stepping out of the green closet is very difficult for some of us who have boards and licenses protect.
So. Oh, yeah. There's all sorts of attempts to squelch this information from the mainstream medical community that seems threatened, maybe, by cannabis, you think?
I do. Well, I don't think it's... Yes, that is pretty much threatening to them, because when the populace and the people actually do discover, and like I myself, I was a Just Say No Nancy Reagan era. Uh-huh. I was brainwashed. And I discovered in January 2010 that there was something called cannabis and it actually did these wonderful things, it was like opening Pandora's box and you couldn't put me back in. Uh-huh. So through freedom of speech and our First Amendment rights, and that we do information and education base, that's all I do now. I pulled myself out of direct patient care to get the information out to the people.
So I'm a child of the 80s. I remember Nancy Reagan on different strokes.
Yes.
Right?
So, oh my gosh. I was like, oh my gosh, it's a Schedule One. You can't touch it. You know, I was born and raised in Southern California, so very conservative, and you know, had to
OC Orange County.
Orange County. Yeah.
I figure.
Before it was Orange County, before it was OC.
That's right.
I sometimes don't tell people where I'm from, because I broke out of that box too.
Sure.
But there's a world out there, and cannabis, when I discovered it and learned and knew everything that was coming forth and what was really happening in our medical system, how it's all about the almighty dollar. It's not about the patients and humanity and saving human beings. It's more of how many can we cut back to make a profit this quarter.
Yeah.
And that was a reality for me after working many years in hospitals and really seeing what can I do as a medical professional to get the word out there the most. And that's where I now do cannabis education. So
that's awesome.
And guess what? So I got hooked up with American Cannabis Nurses Association. I met Heather Manis. Gosh, it's been almost 2.5 years, and it's been phenomenal. She's a wonderful mentor and colleague of mine. And I said, you know what? We need a platform as nurses and professionals. Let's step it up a notch. Let's talk about what's really going on. We have something called the endocannabinoid system, the ECS. And I'm like, what? We have a what? And when I discovered it, I was like, ding, ding, it makes sense.
Right,
you know,
right.
We only knew 20% of what really goes on in our brains. Well, guess what? This wonderful system that's in our brains works with every single other circulatory system,
endocrine system, everything.
So it's a win-win. And that's what we do. So we have this wonderful platform written by nurses across the nation. And we're going to have some international nurses coming up. And we have physicians, scientists that actually contribute to our writers also. And I just want to say thank you to everyone. You know, I mean, anyone can actually pick this magazine up and read it from any society in life, wherever you are.
Right.
I don't care if you're a recreational user. I don't care if you're a professional. You are going to learn something from this platform. And that's where we give out the information, because you can go online digitally to CannabisNursesMagazine.com to get free digital copies, or you can actually have subscriptions sent to your house.
All right.
And we only launched this, October 1st, and now we have requests from Canada and Australia. So, you know, I knew we were going to be going to those places, but it's moving quickly. So thank you so much for being able to share this information with
you. Oh, well, there's such a desire for this information. We're speaking here with Nurse Julesy. Her website is asknursejulesy.com. That's J-U-H. LZIE. So asknursejulzie.com. She'll get in contact with you. You know, if you got questions, nurses are the ones to ask them of. These nurses who are specifically trained in cannabis and cannabis therapies. Some of the contributors here in Cannabis Nurses Magazine include Nurse Heather Manis, Nurse Leslie Reyes, Nurse Marcy Cooper, Nurse Lisa Buchanan. At the bottom of this list, and by no means the end of the list, but Nurse Marilyn Mathry. And I just saw Marilyn last weekend in Virginia, and her husband, Al Byrne, corrected me when I made a point. And one of my points was I said, only 14% or 13% of doctors get any education in the endocannabinoid system. And he said, no. Only 13% of the medical schools even mention it.
And usually in that mention, it's maybe a paragraph.
Yeah.
And it's marijuana, schedule one, stay away.
You know? Imagine
it has no medicinal value at all. And I'm more like, what? And Dr. David Allen out of California, I think, did a study that went across the nation to find out how many actual people actually had that in their curriculum. And the percentages were staggeringly low.
Yeah.
No one even, we can't even talk about this.
Yeah.
But I was talking to a nurse here this conference who actually came up to me and said, no, Jules, we actually do have cannabis in our nursing curriculum now.
Oh, good.
So I'm going to find out who these contributors are. I'm going to get the word out there because I know through ACNA, American Cannabis Nurses Association, you can go to our conferences and patients at a time and earn CEUs, continuing education units. We're really trying to legitimize this and make this a specialty of nursing.
Yes.
Just like holistic medicine or, you know, if orthopedics or pain management, this is another specialty of nursing and within medicine alone.
Yeah.
And it's just exciting. I'm just excited to be here and a part of the movement and just here to educate.
Yeah, it's amazing the ignorance amongst the medical community of the endocannabinoid system. It'd be like, imagine that only 1 out of 8 of your auto mechanics had ever heard of transmissions.
Correct.
And it was mentioned in a paragraph. You know, cars have transmissions.
But
now,
don't talk about it. They exist, but they really don't.
And your point you make about making this part of nursing curriculum specific to nursing addresses something that I've always said about medical cannabis, and that is it's transformational in the medical paradigm. We have a paradigm that says you've got to go to the learned men in the white coats who went to the special learned facilities and have their labs and all that to get an artificial preparation of nature to, and they're in control of your health. Medical cannabis says, no, I can treat myself.
Correct.
And I can do a trial and error to find how to best treat myself. And I think that's why it's more applicable to nursing, don't you think?
It is. One thing special about, unique about nursing, we don't have, like, if you have a certain specialty as physicians, they're locked into that specialty their entire life.
You're a podiatrist.
Correct.
Bam.
That is what you are the rest of your life, unless you go back and you get your internships for that. As nurses, I've had the privilege of working in internal medicine, orthopedics, pediatrics, pediatric ER and trauma, and in surgery centers, and now into cannabis nursing, and taking all those together and bringing it forward to where we are today, it's a phenomenal thing. Nurses are very adaptable. We're the ones that are out there helping create the change. We have the ability to do that. We have a different focus of education and learning modalities that we go by, different from physicians.
Yeah.
So it's just a win-win. I love it.
And so the reaction from the mainstream nursing organizations, how has that been?
Well, phenomenal. Nurse.com alone, they have like 2.7 million nurses that are associated with them. And they're like, oh my gosh, you know what you're tapping into. And I said, yes, because when I see those statistics of 2.6 million nurses out there that are registered nurses, how many of them do not know about the endocannabinoid system? And we're like, ding, ding, you know, this is just one. Then there's the ANA, American Nurses Association, our main one that, you know, helps with, you know, lobbying for a lot of different things. So these organizations are coming out. It is new. Some people work at a federal level, so they have to, you know, not come out, and they're scared.
Like if they're Veterans Administration or something.
Correct. And I don't encourage any nurse just to go quit your job and, you know, join the campaign of what we're doing. You really have to consider what you're getting into.
Sure.
And what you're standing for. And you have to have that drive. You have to have that desire of, you know what? We're getting the information out there. We need to get them educated. And this is a revolution.
Absolutely. Ask Nurse Julesy. Check out asknursejulzie.com.
Thank you.
Cannabis Nurses Magazine.com is available out there. Nurse Heather and her extraordinary pigtails, ponytails, yes. Whatever.
Oh, and our next issue is going to be November, December of 2015, and we're dedicating it to the veterans.
Oh, very good.
So we've got Grow for Vets and the Cannonball Run and everything that's going on. It's going to be some good things. So thank you so much for looking forward to
it. Thank you, Nurse Julesy, for joining us and for standing up for this. This is very, very important that we get the medical community on board with understanding a basic system of our bodies.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Thanks so much for joining us. Check out AskNurseJulesy.com, CannabisNursesMagazine.com. I'm Radical Russ for CannabisRadio.com. We'll take a break, come back with more interviews right after a little bit of music.